Food use disorder, food addiction, obsessed with food, and eating in secret. Food use disorder, often referred to as food addiction, is a complex condition characterized by an uncontrollable urge to consume food, particularly highly palatable foods that are rich in sugar, fat, and salt. This disorder can manifest in various ways, including binge eating, compulsive eating behaviors, and a preoccupation with food that disrupts daily life. Unlike traditional eating disorders, which may focus on weight control or body image, food use disorder is primarily about the compulsive nature of eating itself. The brain's reward system plays a significant role in this disorder, as certain foods can trigger the release of dopamine, a neurotransmitter associated with pleasure and reward. This biochemical response can create a cycle of craving and consumption that is difficult to break. Research indicates that food use disorder shares similarities with substance use disorders. Individuals may experience cravings, tolerance, and withdrawal symptoms when they attempt to cut back on certain foods. The American Psychiatric Association has not yet officially recognized food addiction as a distinct diagnosis, but many clinicians and researchers acknowledge its existence and the profound impact it can have on individuals' lives. Understanding the nuances of food use disorder is crucial for developing effective treatment strategies and fostering a supportive environment for those affected. Signs and symptoms of food addiction. Inability to control eating habits. One of the most prominent indicators is the inability to control eating habits despite negative consequences. Individuals may find themselves consuming large quantities of food in a short period, often feeling a loss of control during these episodes. This behavior is frequently accompanied by feelings of guilt or shame afterward, creating a vicious cycle that perpetuates the addiction. Preoccupation with food. Another common symptom is the preoccupation with food. This can manifest as constantly thinking about meals, planning what to eat next, or obsessively counting calories or macronutrients. Individuals may also go to great lengths to obtain specific foods, even if it means neglecting responsibilities or relationships. Emotional triggers and seeking help. Emotional triggers often exacerbate these behaviors. Stress, anxiety, or depression can lead individuals to seek solace in food, further entrenching their addiction. Recognizing these signs is essential for individuals and their loved ones to understand the severity of the situation and seek appropriate help. The link between obsession with food and emotional eating. The relationship between food obsession and emotional eating is intricate and multifaceted. Emotional eating refers to the practice of consuming food in response to feelings rather than hunger. This behavior often stems from a desire to cope with negative emotions such as sadness, loneliness, or stress. For many individuals struggling with food use disorder, emotional eating becomes a primary coping mechanism. They may turn to food for comfort during difficult times, using it as a way to escape from reality or numb emotional pain. This connection can create a feedback loop where emotional distress leads to overeating, which in turn exacerbates feelings of guilt and shame. As individuals become more entrenched in this cycle, they may find it increasingly difficult to distinguish between physical hunger and emotional cravings. The brain's reward pathways become conditioned to associate food with relief from emotional discomfort, reinforcing the compulsive nature of their eating habits. Understanding this link is vital for developing effective therapeutic interventions that address both the psychological and behavioral aspects of food use disorder. The dangers of eating in secret. Eating in secret is a common behavior among those struggling with food use disorder and can have significant psychological and social implications. This behavior often stems from feelings of shame or embarrassment about one's eating habits. Individuals may feel compelled to hide their consumption of certain foods or binge eating episodes from family and friends, fearing judgment or misunderstanding. This secrecy can lead to increased feelings of isolation and loneliness, further exacerbating emotional distress. Moreover, secretive eating can perpetuate the cycle of addiction. When individuals eat alone, they may be less likely to practice mindful eating or recognize their body's hunger cues. This disconnection from the eating experience can lead to overeating and a lack of satisfaction from meals. Additionally, the act of hiding one's eating behaviors can create a sense of shame that reinforces negative self-perceptions and contributes to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. Addressing the underlying emotions associated with secretive eating is crucial for recovery and fostering healthier relationships with food. How to seek help for food use disorder. Seeking help for food use disorder can be a daunting process, but it is an essential step toward recovery. The first step often involves acknowledging the problem and understanding that it is not merely a lack of willpower but a complex condition that requires support and intervention. Many individuals find it helpful to speak with a healthcare professional who specializes in eating disorders or addiction. These professionals can provide a comprehensive assessment and develop a tailored treatment plan that addresses both the psychological and behavioral aspects of food use disorder. Support groups can also play a vital role in recovery. Organizations such as Food Addicts Anonymous, FAA, offer a community for individuals struggling with food addiction to share their experiences and learn from one another. These groups provide a safe space for individuals to discuss their challenges without fear of judgment while fostering accountability and encouragement. Additionally, therapy modalities such as cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, have shown promise in treating food use disorder by helping individuals identify and change maladaptive thought patterns related to food and body image. Coping strategies for managing food addiction. Developing effective coping strategies is crucial for managing food addiction and fostering healthier relationships with food. One approach is practicing mindful eating, which involves paying full attention to the experience of eating, acknowledging hunger cues, savoring flavors, and recognizing feelings of fullness. Mindful eating encourages individuals to slow down during meals, allowing them to enjoy their food without distraction while promoting a greater awareness of their body's needs. Another effective strategy is establishing a structured meal plan that includes regular meals and snacks throughout the day. This approach helps prevent extreme hunger that can lead to binge eating episodes while ensuring that individuals receive balanced nutrition. Incorporating physical activity into daily routines can also be beneficial. Exercise not only promotes physical health but can also serve as a positive outlet for stress relief and emotional regulation. Engaging in hobbies or activities that bring joy can further distract from cravings and reduce reliance on food for emotional comfort. Overcoming the shame and stigma of food use disorder. The stigma surrounding food use disorder can be particularly challenging for those affected by it. Many individuals experience feelings of shame due to societal perceptions of obesity or unhealthy eating habits, which can deter them from seeking help or discussing their struggles openly. Overcoming this stigma requires a cultural shift toward understanding food addiction as a legitimate health issue rather than a personal failing or lack of discipline. Education plays a crucial role in dismantling these misconceptions. By raising awareness about the complexities of food use disorder, its biological underpinnings, psychological components, and social influences, society can foster greater empathy and support for those affected. Encouraging open conversations about mental health and addiction can help normalize these experiences, allowing individuals to feel less isolated in their struggles. Support networks that emphasize compassion rather than judgment are essential for creating an environment where individuals feel safe seeking help. Supporting a loved one with food use disorder. Supporting a loved one struggling with food use disorder requires sensitivity, understanding, and patience. It is essential to approach the situation without judgment or criticism. Instead, focus on expressing concern for their well-being. Open communication is key. Encourage your loved one to share their feelings and experiences without fear of being shamed or dismissed. Listening actively can help them feel validated and understood. Additionally, educating yourself about food use disorder can enhance your ability to provide support effectively. Understanding the complexities of this condition allows you to offer informed encouragement while avoiding common pitfalls such as suggesting restrictive diets or criticizing their eating habits. Instead, Focus on promoting healthy behaviors without placing undue emphasis on weight or appearance. Encouraging your loved one to seek professional help while being there for them throughout their journey can make a significant difference in their recovery process. In conclusion, navigating the challenges associated with food use disorder requires a multifaceted approach that encompasses understanding the condition itself, recognizing its signs and symptoms, addressing emotional triggers, seeking appropriate help, developing coping strategies, overcoming stigma, and providing support for loved ones affected by this complex issue.